May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I invite you to please be seated. You're going to hear four themes that are threaded through this morning's homily. The first is motives matter. The second is faith is foundational. The third, relationships are real, relevant, and potentially revitalizing. And finally, faith, hope, and love abide. The events of this morning's gospel are also found somewhere else, and that is John 2, 14 to 16. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, and in that first experience, Jesus is confronted immediately in the temple by the officials. But in this situation, Jesus is able to take advantage of the experience to do some teaching. He explains that the merchants and customers are guilty of desecrating the temple. That's a strong accusation until you consider this reality. You see, the Roman and other forms of currency of that time were considered null and void when it came to temple currency. And therefore, those officials in charge of the temple were using a huge exchange rate from the other money to what they considered valid. Why would that bother anyone? Well, simply because exchange rates tend to irritate us a little bit. But it goes deeper than that. You see, the poor who showed up to confess their sin and receive absolution could not offer their offerings because they couldn't afford to buy them. We know that this indication is true in the gospel because it specifically refers to the doves, which was the only offering the poor could afford. So they were denied access because of the exchange rates that were so fraudulent and disobedient to God's will. And so Jesus exposes his righteous anger and turns over the tables and clears the space and says to them, in so many words, this is wrong. This is wrong. And then he reclaims it for what it's supposed to be, a house of prayer. There's a reference to children that I found most fascinating, so I did some digging. And the reality is that it refers to the 12-year-old boys, probably a large gathering of them, who were there to celebrate their first Passover in Jerusalem, as Jesus would have done as a 12 or 14-year-old in his own life. And he is pointing out to them, look what behavior you have displayed for these children in what God has always claimed our worship space to be, a place of prayer. As we gather together this Sunday on this dedication Sunday of this beautiful building that so many of you have been part of for generations, pouring your time, talent, and money into this place, not only to build it, but to maintain it, to ensure that this place of prayer, this place of grace, this place of healing, continues to exist and be vibrant in this community. Vibrancy, a deep sense of being zealous for the Lord, is shown in the example of the saints that we remember today. For Simon was a zealot. In his time, in his place, he was part of the Jewish resistance movement that wanted to overthrow the Roman rule and revive the Jewish independence. It is entirely possible that when he joined the ministry with Jesus, that his motive, His motive may have originally been that Jesus would restore the kingdom of Israel, overthrowing the Roman government. But Jesus accepted him the way he was and invited him to grow, as he does you and I, accepting us the way we are and inviting us to grow in his spirit. And as he taught and guided Simon to a new understanding of the revelation of God to build the kingdom here on earth, there was a transformational moment for Simon. We also celebrate St. Jude today, the patron saint of what is shunned in the world and the lost causes and those who suffer from incurable diseases. Not a lovely label to be handed as a saint, but the reality is that he meets where the rubber hits the road. He's there for those who are most desperate in need. You and I bring our burdens to this place and place them at the foot of the cross, as you will be invited to do during communion and the anointing today. And when we do that, we know that when we are able to place them at the foot of the cross and walk away, leaving them there, we place them in God's care. It is St. Jude is the patron saint for those lost causes and those who suffer with incurable diseases, to know that God is with us in all things. As we come together as the community of faith, it's important on this dedication Sunday to be reminded of the marks of mission, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, to come together on a regular basis in small group ministry, in prayer groups, and in fellowship on Wednesdays and on Sunday to proclaim the good news, that transforming message of Jesus that gives every single one of us brand new hope, meaning, and purpose every day. And to teach, baptize, and nurture new believers. To encourage people who are feeling lost, alone, and confused, that there is a God that loves them beyond their imagination and invites them to a relationship with him that will change their lives forever. To respond to the human need in loving service. Every corner of this place seems to be filled these days. It might look like it's garbage bags, but the reality is it's coats and mitts and hats and food that will be reaching out into the community. It is soon to be an angel tree and gifts given to seniors and families, particularly those who will be alone during the holiday, restoring for them in very practical ways a hope and a promise that Jesus meets our physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual needs every day. And then to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and renew the life of the church, not only to recycle, but to ensure that everything that we say and do is friendly to the earth around us, and to seek to transform the unjust structures of our society, to not only pray for those places that are in the midst of war, but to speak out in every environment we can for what is truly just, and to continue our relationship with the Aboriginal community to rebuild love, trust, and mutual respect. In the midst of it all, we need to be clear of the foundational human needs that every single one of us have, and to build and nurture these in this place in your future. The function of meaning, recognition, belonging, security, self-determination, including independence and spontaneity and flexibility, to be a place where those things are nurtured and encouraged. In the coming year, may you indeed turn to grace, our bishop's plan, to become a learning church using all aspects available, including the new program, Revive, to be a more just church, to be a more diverse church, opening the doors wide and gently welcoming everyone and anyone, letting them know they are welcome, wanted, and needed. To be focused on the stewardship for the rest of this season as we continue to restore, rebuild, and to bring new to that that is old and tired and worn in this building. And to be a growing church not only in numbers but in spirit. On this dedication Sunday, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.